morning, good morning. Happy Friday. I have just come back from a week at Mana Retreat, which was unbelievable. It was huge. We had a very amazing group, an amazing group of women. And it's, I'm not going to lie, I'm a little bit tired. There was a lot of energy to hold. And I'm now giving myself loads of rest and care to kind of, I think, you know, when you do anything like performance, just like an athlete, you need to go, whew, I did that and now I need to rest. And I don't think we do enough of that. We just go, right, that was that, now move on. And I'm like, I've learnt as I've got older to kind of rest. God, old age is brilliant, isn't it? It's brilliant. And so what I've observed this week is the power of the stories that we tell ourselves and the power of the stories that we hold on to. And it's so interesting, isn't it? Because we've all got stories. We've all got shit that happened to us, shit people did to us. And everyone who comes to Repotted sort of comes in with these metaphorical boxes, and that some of them are carrying a fucking load, you know, like it's a load. And it's like, okay, put your boxes down. And really gently, and only if they want to, we kind of unpack the boxes. And when you unpack them, you go, wow, so what's in that box? Fuck, that's not cool. What happened? Oh my God, that's terrible. Oh, I'm so sorry for you. And, you know, I really like, you know, I don't know, when I was a child, my mum often used to say, oh, he needs a good talking to. And I think often what we actually really crave as humans is a good listening to. And having a space, a safe space where everyone's, I love circles because it implies that everyone's equal and even. And when you sit in a circle of people who have all signed up for the same thing, like they're all, some of them don't even know why they're there, right? They're just like, fuck, I don't know, I saw it on your website and went, fuck it, I'm going. Some of them desperately want to come. Some of them are scared, but they think they need something. And I don't know, for some random reason, they trust me and they go, yeah, cool, I'm just going to go and do that. And so they come in all different sort of states and spaces. And then because it's like, okay, we are here and we're all wanting something different or something to shift or something to change. That's all we know at the beginning. And then you're unpacking these boxes, and some people's boxes are fucked up just quietly. Like there's some shit in people's boxes, man. And the problem is when you don't unpack a box, and you know, trauma is a very cool phrase these days. Everyone's got trauma. And I do believe everyone has fucking trauma at the end of the day. And so it's not that interesting because I think we've all got it. And people were like, oh, I've got trauma. And I'm like, you're welcome to the club, sister. Right? Everyone's got trauma. So when you're allowed to unpack your box and then talk about it, and then possibly even someone goes, oh, yeah, that happened to me, or wow, you know, and asks questions and leans into that, it kind of helps. And then once you've unpacked your box, this is the bit that people, I think, don't do well. They unpack their boxes over and over and over and over. And anyone that walks past their gate, they're like, yeah, look at my story. This is my story, right? And they have a story, and it might be my husband left me, right? It might be my sister's a bitch. It might be my husband ruined our business. Like, it's whatever the fucking story is. And some of them are really awful deep, like, you know, awful stories from childhood of children being treated just appallingly in the way that no child should ever have to be treated, right? So some of them are really, really horrific. And some of them are just general life fuckery. You know, if you put them into, I think there's horrific, there's general life fuckery. And then there's, no, I think you made that up. You know, that's just a fucking yarn, really. You know, everyone hates me. Do they though? I think, no, you made that up. Like some of them are just that. It's like, oh yeah, I think that's an untrue story. And I think what happens is when we just go over and over our story, and we end up with all these boxes everywhere. But actually, I use the metaphor at Repotted that it's like a bookshelf, and each story is a book, right, that you have on your bookshelf. But what happens after a while is some of these books become T-shirts, and you put them on and you wear them, and you walk around with them, and they become your identity. So you're like, oh no, you know, and you know, it's a whole story of, oh no, but I had a car accident, or I was attacked, or, you know, or I was left, you know, my husband had an affair. And it becomes, it impregnates every part of your life. And I think what needs to happen is you need to open the box, look at the box, go, right, that was pretty fucked. Who do you have to yell at? Who do you need to growl at? Who deserves a good fucking telling off for what happened? And that doesn't have to happen with that person. So if you've been had a, you know, if you're the victim of some awful thing, you don't have to actually talk to the person that did wrong, you know, that wronged you. I think you can do that with your own process by writing a letter, by punching a pillow, by yelling at at imaginary them. You know, I think there's lots of ways we can do that without having to bring that fuckwit back into your world. And then there's a letter of love to yourself. Like, I'm so sorry that little you had to go through that. And I'm so sorry that your fucking mother didn't protect you. And I'm so sorry that your father didn't notice you. And, you know, all the things, like, I'm so sorry, because all the things we're really sad about. Like, if you were listening to that story about anyone else, you'd go, oh, that's awful. But when it's about us, it's hard to process. So I think we need to process our stories. And that can take 10 minutes, 2 hours, or 6 months, or fucking years, right? It's a big deal, some of them. But then we need to move forward, and we need to step forward without carrying these boxes, because at some point you've got to put the fucking box down. Because it's like, yeah, cool, but you're still banging on about your story. And do you want to be known as that person, or do you want to hold on to that story? And so I'm really interested in that. And it was a big topic this week. And I'm like, what are the stories you're holding on to? You know, are you, is it the first thing that comes out of your mouth of, oh yes, when I lost my business, or I was, you know, I was widowed, or, you know, oh, my daughter doesn't talk to me? Or is it the first thing that you fucking tell people, and you're leading with that box? Some of you have got the box tucked nicely under your arm, and you're just pretending it's not there. And that doesn't help either. You've actually got to acknowledge the box. And there's quite a lot in this in my energy book, in emotional energy, about how do you process feelings, and especially old feelings, because we don't know what to do. And some people go to therapy, which I think is awesome, but sometimes they just sit in therapy for years and years and years and just fucking talk about the box. And it's like, yeah, that's awesome, and you definitely need to talk about the box, but when are you going to just put the fucking box down and move forward? Just move forward, because holding on to the box is a choice. And I'm really big on this, eh? I'm really big on it. I love it. And I think, what boxes are you holding on to? What are the stories you're identifying with? And are they really serving you anymore? You know, if you're 55 years old, is it worth still banging on about what happened to you when you were 7? And it's like, well, yeah, because you haven't healed it. You haven't fixed it. You haven't dealt with it. And why haven't you done that? Because fucking hard. Because it's fucking hard. I watched some women this week do some hard mahi, you know, some hard stuff, like really hard stuff, really hard talking, even verbalizing, this is what happened to me. They've never said it out loud before. And it's huge. It's huge, 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 huge work. And it's such a fucking honor. And I love it. And it's huge. And I'm just a little bit tired this morning in thinking about this podcast a bit late, because I just went, you know what, Lisa, you need to sleep in, because you're a bit tired, because whew, it's a lot when you're literally holding on to a whole pile of other people's boxes while they unpack them. It's a little bit exhausting. So I'm going to look after myself. I'm going to give myself the weekend off. I'm going to lie around in blankets and blob out, and I'm going to drink broth and stare at my dog. That's what I'm going to do. And I hope you have a lovely weekend, but just have a think about, it's a long weekend if you're in New Zealand. Just have a little think about, what are the stories you're holding on to? What are the stories you keep repeating? And listen to yourself. Listen to the words you say. Listen to the things you lead with. Listen to how quickly do you bring that story into your world. Or just think about it. You may not even be verbalizing it. You might be thinking about it, going, well, I could never do that because of this. And it's like, well, is that true? Is it true? There you go. Happy Friday. Right, happy Labour weekend. Have a nice day off if you've got Monday off. If you haven't, have a nice weekend.